Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
I'll have him, but I mean, at any point, that can flip. One that kind of has flipped is Tank. Tank Bigsby over Travis Etienne in a lot of scenarios. Like I said, number one elusive rating for Tank Bigsby. Has some big-time runs. And I think in the case of both of these running backs, the guys ahead of these dudes, Etienne and Rashad White, these teams have been trying to find someone to limit the workload for the other guy the last two seasons. And now they found guys that, you know, obviously Tank should have been getting the ball more last year. This is ridiculous. He's so good. He didn't change that much overnight. You know what I mean? So he obviously should have been getting the ball a little bit more last season. At least the Bucs have an excuse that we didn't have Bucky on this roster, right? We tried Fournette and who was Sean Tucker, and they had Dare, I think, for a little bit as well. Like, they had role players, but they didn't have anybody at Bucky's level. So both these guys, what are your thoughts? Doesn't even necessarily have to be rankings, but your thoughts on the Jacksonville scenario here.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think, though, Boggs, that Bigsby does look better this year?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, We're seeing some of the tackle breaking that made him such a force at Auburn. And I don't know. I mean, it's possible that I think we maybe give running backs credit for being able to come in and just like adapt right away as rookies. But maybe there's a little bit of a learning curve for them, too, because like I think Roschon Johnson looks better this year than he did last year. Like I saw Roschon.
I think
last
that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of thought Roschon looked bad last year. Honestly, Boggs, and I, you know, I know that's blasphemy to you as a Texas fan. I know you're a big Roschon guy, but like I saw him last year, I'm like, I don't know if this guy's an NFL running back, but this year, yeah, he looks good. So the one reservation I have about Tank when I rank him now is that he has caught two passes in 22 NFL games. And it's just when you're not, and it's weird, Boggs, because his last college season at Auburn, he caught 30 passes. It's
yeah,
not like
I don't understand that. Yeah, that's bad. I think Doug Peterson is not long for that job.
Yep.
I mean,
that's a sign if you're not even bothering to show defenses that he can be a threat in that regard. It sort of, I don't know, narrows the scope of your offense. And why would you not want to at least show that he can be a pass catcher? He did have a 28-yard catch last week, though. That was one of his two career NFL catches. So maybe we will see more of that. But it seems like they've got Etienne in that role. And if you're sort of a one-dimensional back like that, then you can be game scripted out. And that's the problem. Like Jacksonville going on the road this week in Chicago who, you know, seem to be, the Bears seem to be getting it together on offense. So what happens if they fall behind by a couple of scores in Chicago? You know, are we going to see Tank with just 8 or 9 carries and that's it? In which case, you know, my RB27 ranking for him is probably too high.
Yeah. So I am in 24. I'm in RB2. So
yeah. But like what I've seen so far in the Chicago run defense, as good as it was last year, I think Chicago ranks like 30th in DVOA against the run. So it's not really a matchup I'm fearing for him.
They gave up that huge run last week, and that, they have been pretty good, but they will give up the explosive play every once in a while. Let's talk about Devin Singletary real quick, because I don't think the ranking for anyone really makes sense. I have him kind of in the middle at 35. His ECR is 47 and actually moved down a spot as we're recording this. You have him at 24. He is trending in the right direction. It's against Cincy, who's not a good defense at any point. So, but Tyrone Tracy looks so good last week. I do think Tyrone Tracy will cut in a little bit, but Singletary's underlying numbers have been excellent. So am I reading too much into this? Obviously, I did my rankings before the practice today, so I will have Singletary over Tracy. I'll probably have him closer to where you have, maybe not an RB2, but like 28, 29. I think I have him in 35 right now. So I will move him up since he's trending in the right direction. Excuse me, trending in the right direction. But what are your thoughts on Tracy breaking out and looking good?
I think they're probably not going to turn the backfield over to him, because like Devin Singletary has been a very capable running back wherever he's gone. I mean, he basically stiff armed Zach Moss when they were together in Buffalo for like 3 years. Zach Moss could not get past Devin Singletary on the depth chart until they finally just traded Zach Moss. So, like I've got Singletary 24. I'm making the leap of faith that he does play, and Tracy 38. I feel like we'll probably get a pretty decent dose of Tyrone Tracy with Singletary coming off the injury. So whereas this was looking like, you know, Devin Singletary is sort of an underrated workhorse in the opening weeks of the season, maybe now it's more like a 60-40 going forward, because what we saw from Tyrone Tracy, and man, this guy is like excellent athlete. We knew that about him, like with the combine heroics, he, the show he put on in Indianapolis, very impressive. And we know that he can catch passes as a former converted wide receiver who switched from wide out to running back when he transferred from Iowa to Purdue. Versatile, athletic player. There's a lot to be excited about, but I still think Singletary is probably going to be the 1A to Tracy's 1B.
I think so too. I think you're right about that. Ramondre didn't practice today. So let's talk about a scenario where Ramondre goes down and is not playing. Where are we putting Antonio Gibson at that point?
Mm.
It's against Houston. So
pretty good
know.
Against the run.
Pretty good against the run. I have Ramondre at 25. I also have Tracy at 26. So I'm thinking somewhere in that neighborhood, probably right behind Bigsby. Probably maybe behind Jerome Ford and Trey Sermon still. So if I'm moving Stevenson and Tracy out, Moss I also have up because I thought he practiced today. Obviously he didn't. So I'll move him back down. So Gibson, I'll probably move him up to like 27, 28, somewhere in that neighborhood. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. I mean, I might even slot him a little higher than that. I might put him somewhere behind Rico. I think behind Javonte Williams, who I have a running back 23, and maybe behind Singletary at running back 24. So about 25, not too far off from where you are. You just figure they've got to at least attempt to run the ball to keep Drake May healthy. You know, they have to have at least a threat of a running game.
Yeah. You don't want to JJ McCarthy him. So you gotta make sure that he stays healthy here. You're absolutely right about that. Any other running backs? I saw you had Tyler Goodson a little bit higher in ECR. Any secret sauce there? Is that just, hey, he's the number two? And, you know, right now it seems like JT's not going to play.
Yeah, JT not ruled out yet. But right now I've got like Sermon running back 25, Goodson running back 39. Not quite sure how to play that. But I think we will continue to see some of Goodson. And maybe like I thought I saw that Sermon was a little dinged up too. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. Yeah, I mean, Jerome Ford, I'm just not excited about anything in this Cleveland offense, Boggs. So where do you have Ford? I've got him like running back 29.
Yeah, I have Ford. I think I had him at 30. What was it? It was 28.
28. Okay. Yeah, it's just hard to get excited about him when, you know, seemingly a great matchup for the Cleveland offense against Washington last week. And they put up, what, 214 offense? My goodness.
What do we need to do to get Watson out of there? Like, what are we doing? Like, let's see 30 for 30, man. Let's see Jameis Winston go in there and, you know, throw you some touchdowns and throw it to the other team a couple times. Like, we know what he's going to do. So I don't like that whole scenario in Cleveland. It's bad. It's a bad look all the way around. And by the way, Nick Chubb was limited today in practice. I mean, there's a chance. I don't think it's going to be this week. I think it'll be next week or the week after for Chubb, but there's a chance. There's a possibility that Nick Chubb is just a freak of nature, like Derrick Henry and like Adrian Peterson was, and a couple of these other guys, where he goes through this gruesome injury where it looked like he was done, and I thought he was done. He just comes back and looks like nothing ever happened. Nope, just had to miss 6 weeks. That's it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylow's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
To betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking the...
In this league.
Break it down.
No big deal. I'm fine now, which is just insane. Nick Chubb is a different... He's built different, as the kids would say. Let's go to wide receivers here. I want to sell you on someone real quick. I moved Chris Godwin up to 8. His ECR is 10. That's where you have him. So there's no disrespect there. But I watched Juju Smith-Schuster. Juju put up 130 yards on Alante Taylor last week. And now that he gets Chris Godwin in the slot here, Chris Godwin maybe need to be wide receiver 1 if they're going to do that again. I mean, that was a pathetic effort by the Saints.
Yeah, Alante Taylor's not good as their slot cornerback. I mean, like, he has been a target guy in DFS for a while. And Boggs, the fact that, you know, Mike Evans is not exactly smashed in his matchups with Marshawn Lattimore in recent years.
Well, he's smashed, but it's been Lattimore's face.
Yeah, exactly. He has done more fighting than touchdown scoring. He has 0 touchdowns in his last 6 games against the Saints, dating back to 2021. And I think Evans' high watermark in yardage in any of those 6 games was 71. And I'm not sure if he had more than 4 catches in any of those games. So this has been a tough matchup for him. He's not done well against Marshawn Lattimore. And, you know, I think Dennis Allen is just content to let Lattimore go out there and get inside, get in Evans' kitchen and like get in his head.
With them. Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it's been for a while. So we know over under, which has more, Mike Evans touchdowns or fights in this game?
Probably. There was a quote from Evans today about how he thinks he has matured and like he's going to be. But I would probably be more apt to bet on a fight than a touchdown for Mike Evans.
God, I hope there's a fight. That would be so after he said, I think I've matured and all that stuff. Fitz, I moved Marvin Harrison down. I moved him down to 17. You have him at 12. His ECR is 13. He's becoming boom or bust. I don't particularly love this matchup against your Packers here. What do you think? Do we need to start moving him down? Are you giving him another week, or is this a self-hating Packers thing? Because I know I get that way with the Steelers on occasion, but what are your thoughts here on Marvin?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be maybe a little more hit or miss for Marvin than it is for Malik Nabers, who is just getting peppered with targets every single week. Maybe it is being the self-hating Packer fan, Boggs. And yeah, I mean, there are plays to be made against the Green Bay secondary sometimes. Like, they're not great at cornerback, you know, other than Jair Alexander, whose health is always an issue. I mean, yeah. Like, Eric Stokes, not great. Valentine, not great. Like, you can make plays on this secondary if you get time to throw the ball. So that's part of it. I'm probably going to have to move up DK Metcalf. I was just sort of looking at recent DK Metcalf results against the 49ers. But then again, there's really no one in that secondary for the 49ers who I'm like worried about as far as a matchup.
Hufanga's hurt. Jair Brown's
hurt. Yeah.
I took the over on Geno's long completion this week because I
probably
think
a good move.
And it's probably going to be Metcalf if it's somebody. So.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to move DK up and probably drop Harrison at least a spot to number 13. But then it's more like there's no one else I really love behind him. Like, I know T. Higgins has been hot. Maybe I'll move T ahead of him. But yeah, I mean, I think there's still considerable weekly upside for Marvin Harrison, but it's just the floor is a little lower than you'd like it to be.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let's talk about Olave. I know you explained this a little bit earlier. You hated what you saw from Jake Haener. So luckily it's not going to be him. It is going to be, Spencer Rattler, but his ECR is 22. You buried him. Are you going to move him up? Have I talked to you a little bit more into Chris Olave, or is it just, hey, look, cause what is Olave right now is wide receiver 33 on the season. So it's not like this is half PPR. I'm looking at Fantasy Pros numbers here, but he hasn't been even a wide receiver too. So am I just too high on him with a backup quarterback going against a wide receiver too? It is Tampa Bay, who just gave up a lot of passing yards.
I think you are, Boggs, because I am a fellow Chris Olave enthusiast, probably my most rostered player across all my redraft leagues. And if I have a change of heart, I might be able to get him up to about wide receiver 34, 35. I think that's as high as I can go with him this week. It's just the quarterback situation worries me. You know, as bad as the Buccaneers defense looked against the Falcons, and it is a below average defensive backfield. I don't know if there's any chance of Antoine Winfield coming back for them this week. The quarterback thing scares me.
That offensive line looked miserable.
It did
on Monday night. It looked so bad. I mean, Chiefs line is good, but
yeah, they looked so good for the first 2 weeks of the season, and it has not been as good since.
Yeah. Anything that Dennis Allen touches, it feels like. Let's talk about Pickens, because I am sick of him. And, you know, pure talent, just so good. Torch Pat Surtain in that Denver game, but was jogging through routes. Had way less snaps than two other wide receivers in Pittsburgh last week. Like, he's obviously the talent there, but I mean, this is another diva wide receiver in Pittsburgh, and they want to trade for Davante Adams. I'm like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you can't get the ball to Pickens enough. He's a crybaby, and you're going to add Davante Adams to not throw the ball to him. We know he doesn't like blocking. So, you know, it's weird to me, Is this going to be a Pickens bounce back week? It is the Raiders. Is it going to be a bounce back week and shut everybody up week? Or is this a, you know, Tomlin gets
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Angrier, and he might go to the bench in the second half type of week.
I think it is a bounce back week for him, Boggs. Where do you have him? I've got him wide receiver 22.
I got him at 29.
All right. So I can understand after watching that performance last week, but like now that Pickens knows that people are bashing him, and there are like a lot of people who posted videos on Twitter of him like loafing through some of those routes. If he comes in motivated for this game against those.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey! Las Vegas cornerbacks, who might have the worst group of cornerbacks in the league. They are down there with the Commanders. Who in the Raiders secondary is going to stop George Pickens if he comes in as a man on a mission?
Yeah.
Like, I would not. I kind of
Fields.
Good point. But Boggs, I'm going to say it. George Pickens gets his first touchdown of the season this week against
a big one too. Because Calvin Austin scored a big one against them last year. So I could see it happening. I can't abide by the lazy ass routes and pouting and being a child. Grow up.
It's
getting paid millions of dollars.
And the thing is, but like when Pickens sets his mind to it, that dude can be a heck of a blocker, man.
He can
ragdoll wide receivers.
He's big. Yeah. He can do it, but he's lazy about it, which is, I mean, it's been the problem, and his attitude has been the problem since Georgia and probably before Georgia. So, you know, I would just like to see you doing that stuff with James Harrison on the team. You know what I mean? Like, I think James Harrison Debo needs to go get in his face a little bit. Are we too low on Tank Dell? And I'm lower than you. You have him at 27. I have him at 30. His ECR is 37. Maybe that's moved up because, you know, we heard Nico is going on the IR now. I will double check just to see. He's at 33 now, so not up enough. Houston still looks like Mixon isn't going to play. You're down your number one wide receiver. Should we be moving Tank Dell up a little bit more?
Yeah, I might have to move him up. Well, right now I've got him ranked behind Pittman, and I obviously have to adjust that. The only thing is, I know Matt Harmon on one of his recent shows on Yahoo suggested that maybe it looks to him like Tank Dell isn't physically 100%. Like maybe he's still got some issues, like he's not fully healthy. But yeah, with the enhanced target outlook, the big plays, they're coming with Tank Dell. He's just such a hard guy to cover. And now with the targets polarized a little bit with just, Diggs and Dell and Dalton Schultz. He's should be in the top 30 for sure. And I should probably find a way to get him into the top 25.
Since we're both on the Dynasty show, I was kind of low on Tank Dell in the Dynasty show. I believe you and Wormley gave me crap for that. I won't brag about it now or anything, but what do you think about his outlook? You know, he was banged up a lot last year. He's already been banged up this year. Is this a concern moving forward, or do you think, hey, you know, it's football?
No, it has to be. You know, I know that. Remember when some people were kind of excited about Kiki Kuti Dynasty, like another undersized Texans wide receiver? And then, like, I happened to be at a Green Bay Packers Houston Texans preseason game in Lambeau Field where Kiki Kuti sustained a high ankle sprain in that game. And, like, I don't think he was ever right again after that. And that you do have to worry about that with the tiny wide receiver. So, yeah, that's a concern. He is terrific at getting open, and like it is, as Thor told us, like trying to cover that guy is like trying to cover Mercury.
Yeah.
And, but man, small guy. And like, obviously in the short term, he's got a lot of target competition, you know, when Nico's healthy anyway.
Availability is the best ability, exactly, as they say. A couple more wideouts to talk about before we move to tight ends and close out here. Tolbert, been great. When Cooks comes back, if Cooks comes back, does that matter, or is Tolbert the two now?
I think he's the two now, and good on you, Boggs, for not giving up on him despite his slow start to his NFL career. Sometimes, you know, yeah, in like the last decade or so, we've seen rookie receivers hit at a much greater rate, but sometimes it does take some of these guys a couple of years or you know, 2 years.
I wasn't high going in, but I mean, right now in Dynasty, I was like, oh, get rid of him. I said that about Skylar Thompson, too. He got all of one start, by the way. But I said it about your boy, Malik Willis, too. And he looked pretty good.
He did. He did.
Yeah. Sometimes patience works. Sometimes it doesn't, but sometimes it does work.
So I've got where do you have Tolbert? I've got him wide receiver 40.
Yeah, I think I have him at 41. Yeah, 41. So you have him flex, we're right in the same
flex
range.
Consideration. Yeah. Absolutely.
What are we doing with Keon Coleman?
Oh man, I
got him at 48 this week. He's still leading this team in snaps and routes, right? So I think him and Josh Allen are going to get together. I mean, Josh Allen should not have been.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
In that game, he clearly got knocked out and got woken up by smelling salts. That was crazy. I still haven't seen a good answer on why they let him go back in. That was nuts. But it's frustrating. And part of it is Sean McDermott is a hard ass about rookies, and so the kid was late for a meeting, so he didn't play for the first quarter, you know. But his one catch in that game was a touchdown. His one catch last week was a big touchdown as well. So it seems like he's a boomer bust player, but we both know he's not a boomer bust player. He's a guy that should catch 7 or 8 balls with Josh Allen and not pass heavy offense. They just haven't been giving him the ball enough, I feel like.
Yeah, I've got him wide receiver 61, Boggs, and that's working under the assumption that we are going to see Khalil Shakir come back. I'll probably move Keon Coleman into the 50s if Shakir doesn't come back. I just want to see Keon start to command targets. Until he starts to command a decent number of targets, I can't really put him in the circle of trust, and it's a pretty bad matchup this week against the Jets. For all their problems, they're still pretty good in the back end, and you know, they won't hesitate to interfere with you if you do start to get open against them.
So. Yeah, and that call, Jeff Erickson, we had on a couple weeks ago, he said, I think it's Khalil Shakir and it's not close. And I said, I think it's Coleman and it's not close. And Coleman's not making me look good right there. Jeff is definitely winning that argument right now. Let's go over to tight ends. Your boy, Tucker Kraft, with a huge week. You have him at 6. His ECR is also 6. I am at 7. I move Kyle Pitts up after his big performance. Also playing Carolina, who all of their linebackers are dead. So I feel like Pitts should have a pretty good matchup. But tell us about Tucker Kraft and You know, I was a Musgrave guy, but Musgrave, we just said availability is the best ability. Can't stay on the field. And I think Kraft had him beat before injury anyway. So tell us about Tucker Kraft.
Yeah, that's sort of it. When Musgrave had the lacerated spleen last year, Tucker Kraft came in and fared pretty well. And that's the thing. Like, they were drafted one round apart, Boggs. I think they liked and still like both guys, but Kraft has just outplayed. And as you said, like, Musgrave just hasn't been able to stay healthy. Kraft looks good. He just, like, he blocks capably, and he's pretty good at just finding openings in defenses. And he's no frills when he gets the ball, man. He just heads up field and
That's right.
Yeah, like, not really trying to put moves on guys. Like, if he has to, he'll just kind of lower the shoulder in a guy, but like, no frills, very solid tight end for, you know, and like, Love seems to like throwing to him, man.
Love just likes an open guy. If you're open, I don't care who you are, I'll throw you the ball. So Romeo Doubs, shut up and get open.
Yeah, I mean, they will scheme up targets and touches for Jaden Reed. But other than that, it is truly an ensemble cast for the Packers pass catchers.
Do we need to be thinking about possibly maybe doing something with Dalton Kincaid here, or is he going to get back on track?
Yeah, I mean, like, not a great matchup this week, Boggs. Yeah. Like, the Jets have allowed, I want to say, like, the second or third fewest points, fantasy points, to tight ends this year. You would think
they might get Mosley back this week too. That's a possibility.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And with you would think the setup would be better for him with Khalil Shakir out and needing sort of a go-to possession receiver. But you know, Kincaid just doesn't look, when he does get the ball, like, he doesn't look like he's ready to make anyone miss or run anyone over. He's kind of like been sort of a catch and fall guy. And I thought he was going to be a lot more than that. So I'm disappointed so far.
I am too. He did have 13 targets in his last two games, a 6 and a 7. So maybe it's coming in, but I mean, the production isn't, you know. He had 6 targets, 2 catches, 34 yards, 7 targets, 5 catches, 47 yards. I mean, that's fine, but it's not getting the job done against some of these other tight ends. The tight end's been a complete wasteland mess this year. I mean, McBride has been hurt. Kittle's been hurt. Kelsey hasn't been producing. You know what I mean? Mark Andrews is a left tackle right now. So it's been a complete disgusting mess, unless you drafted Brock Bowers because you're super smart. Sam LaPorta also been banged up and hasn't looked good either. Like, did you see that separation chart, by the way? It was like, Sam LaPorta is one of the worst targets. He was bad in man and zone. He just does not look good this year.
Yeah, that's strange. He has looked like sort of a different guy. And it's like, sort of as LaPorta has gone, Goff has gone. Because Goff was like this reliable high-end quarterback too last year. And without LaPorta producing, even though we've gotten this big breakout from Jameson Williams, the Goff numbers have just been not all that great.
I was a year too early on Jameson because last year I was all over this breakout and it didn't happen. And then I was back down on him. I had to raise him. I'm like, okay, I did the overcorrection on our initial dynasty ranks. You had him higher than me. I'm like, all right, okay, I got to put him back up a little bit if Fitzy is beating him on me. So I think Jameson has been awesome. But, yeah, it's come at the cost of LaPorta and too many mouths to feed in Detroit. You know, Amonra has been fine, but he's number one. And then Gibbs has been not, you know, an RB1 yet. So I don't know. There's a lot of pieces there. So I think LaPorta still has a chance. And I think I still like him more than Kincaid, but I don't know. It's not looking great. I moved Dalton Schultz up this week because of, you know, Diggs going down, or Collins, excuse me, going down, and, you know, Tank Dell being maybe less than 100%. The running back situation still isn't, you know, it's as clear as mud, as they would say. So I moved him up a little bit. Is there anybody else that you see as maybe a good start this week? And, you know, a lot of leagues are tough with the tight ends right now. So is there anyone down the list that you would recommend?
Yeah, thanks for that. Reminds me, I did need to move Dalton Schultz up ahead of the Ravens' gruesome twosome of Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews. You know, like, I mean, maybe if Marshawn Lattimore is bottling up
Evans,
why wouldn't you not want to pick on Alante? But Kate Otten, I just don't think he's good, but he has been getting sort of a steady diet of target, and Baker seems to like throwing to him. So
dude, he's the ultimate catch and fall guy. Is Kate
Otten. He really is. And like, we have seen Tyler Conklin's targets tick up lately. Like, okay. Just when we thought Mike Williams was starting to become a thing again, like now Mike Williams can't seem to draw any targets. So Conklin's been more involved. I've got him at like tight end 12 this week. But that's sort of it. Like Kyle Pitts, Boggs, I'm throwing up my hands. Like, it's a good matchup. The Panthers have allowed like the sixth most fantasy points to tight ends, but like, Boggs, of course,
this is the game where he disappears. It looks like it's a juicy matchup and he should go crazy. He just had a good game, so everyone is starting him again after they benched him. And this is a game where he gets two catches for 14 yards.
It was a good game, Boggs. But when you look at like his eight targets from the perspective of Kirk Cousins throwing like 58 passes
times or whatever.
It was 58, man. So like, his target share was still only like 16 or 17% last week. And of course, Boggs, we should mention just, you know, the set it and forget it guy, Wisconsin's own Jake Ferguson, sitting at tight end four for me.
Of course.
One of the few, like, he missed a couple of games, but man, I mean, he is like one of the free squares at tight end this year.
Yeah, they pass the ball a ton, like you said, and haven't been counting on that run game. So Jake Ferguson back in there. Dak loves him. Dak, you know, look, I think the Pittsburgh game is a perfect example of what Dak does. If you take what the defense gives you, you run the ball down the field. Maybe you have to kick a bunch of field goals, but you don't make those big, dumb mistakes. When Dak throws it deep, he gets picked off. He got picked off twice, you know, in different days because of the lightning delay. He got picked on Sunday evening and then Monday morning as well. So,
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League. Horse Boom. Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Stay here right now. Leave a message or whatever. Podcast listeners leaving messages stupid.
Voicemails in this league at gmail.com. Record yourself 60 seconds or less. A start and sit, a trade, whatever it is. Have fun. Questions. Vent, I suppose. You can do anything you want within reason. Because if you curse, you owe me money. We've said that before. If you curse, you owe me $5. You have to Venmo it to me because then I have to do the work of editing it. But other than that, do whatever you want. Send it in, record it, and send it to InThisLeague@gmail.com. Thank you again to Pat for hanging in the show. Boggs, are you ready to get into said voicemails? We got a voicemail coming up here in a little bit. But first off, it's our boy. Let me share this here so we can get it on. Let's get into the voicemails with our boy, Trent.
What's up, Bogman and Welsh? Wanted to get your thoughts real quick on a trade that I just made in a 10-team, 3-wide receiver league with 1 flex spot. It's a full PPR, and my third wide receiver spot wasn't looking great since Jefferson is on bye this week. So I traded my Tucker Kraft and Ramondre Stevenson for his Devontae Smith, assuming and hoping that he is back this week. So reason I did, I've got pretty good running backs. I've got Jordan Mason, Saquon, James Conner, also have Dobbins, Hunt, Bigsby, and Brooks. Man. on the bench. It's a pretty big bench league. Big bench.
It's a big bench.
Also, my tight end is Sam Laporta, so thought getting rid of Kraft was going to be a decent move. Last question I've got in a different tense.
As more questions, Trent, you're pushing the minute, but I'm going to give it to you. Yeah, it's a great trade. It's literally what you do in fantasy. You picked up Tucker Kraft while you had. By the way, I don't know how this happened, and this I'm not making this up. No less than five people on the show I just did 1 hour ago came in live, said they have Tucker Kraft and Sam Laporta. Every human being who drafted Sam Laporta,
Sam Laporta has been a little frustrating,
but somehow they got Tucker Kraft. I don't know how it happened. All of you have the same two players. I've never seen it before. I've never seen a connection of two players than Sam Laporta and Tucker Kraft, but it's literally what
we love. NFC North tight ends.
Yeah. Trade a running back that's kind of like meh with a tight end that's just extra baggage for you. And then boom. And I think didn't Laporta already have his bye? Wasn't it in five?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so there you go. Bye's done. Perfect. Beautiful. You just got a wide receiver who also just came off of his bye, and he's a number two. It's how you play fantasy. Anything else? No?
I thought we were listening to the rest.
Yeah, listen to the rest. Yeah. It's past a minute.
In team league, I've got two flex spots trying to figure out who to start in the second. I've got Josh Downs at Tennessee, Rico Dowdle against Detroit, Tyrone Tracy if Singletary's out against Cincinnati, or Ferguson against Detroit. What are your thoughts, fellas?
Rico or Downs, I think.
Rico's not a good matchup this week, is it?
It's Rico. Yeah, I don't care. He got so many touches. Like, and he scored that touchdown on a pass as well, a deep pass for Dak. So, like, they're using him all over the place, and they did it against Pittsburgh. I think it's going to continue. So for me, give me those guaranteed touches and give me Rico.
I also want Downs. If Downs is playing, if he's healthy, he's definitely a go. Yeah, I'll say Downs. So, and then we won't confuse any more of it. So thanks, Trent. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Trent.
All right, let's go to J-Web. What's up?
J-Web.
All right, Bogdan Welsh, Jimmy's D back again for a couple of things. Number one, I thought I'd record this question right now because I want you all to guess where we're at.
Baltimore?
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to say Baltimore or Chicago is DC. Where you're at. Yeah. You're definitely in a park of some sort.
You could easily be in H-Town, baby. You could be not far from me.
To the Brewers Stadium in Maryville. Yeah, I'm going to go with Baltimore is my guess. What's yours?
I'll go DC.
Okay.
The second thing is, man, Bogman, last week, your bit about Drew Lock starting for the Giants, that got me too. I was laughing so hard once I finally realized it. I mean, on Sunday, I literally checked the box score before I realized that it was a dream. And then I listened to the podcast later on, and I was like, this is ultimate ITL stuff.
Listen, so guys, listen. I always appreciate it. Pause it real quick. I'm not kidding. I got two other people on Twitter tell me they had the same dream.
No,
there might be a government conspiracy about
that.
Drew Lock. You know, this weird dream bit. I don't know.
They said they had a Daniel Jones, Drew Lock.
I had one guy tweet me, and then another guy said I had that too underneath it. I thought, what I'm thinking here is it was probably one of those gotcha Twitters that said he was, and we all read it and forgot about it. And that's probably what it was. You know,
I don't know. This is similar.
What is that Nick Cage movie?
Yeah, that's what I'm going. That's literally what I was about to say. I watched that the other.
I haven't seen it.
I have seen it.
Or is it stupid and weird?
It's a good movie. God, what the hell is it called? But it's the Nick Cage movie where he just shows up in people's dreams and like he does like
that's
weird.
Drew Lock.
Drew Lock is the guy. He's the most. But here's the problem. It starts to turn to nightmares. Everybody loves Drew Lock when he shows up.
So Daniel Jones is going to get hurt, and it actually is going to be Drew Lock.
I think it's a premonition. Yeah, he's 100%. Drew Lock is. What is that movie called?
I mean,
it's
that this has become my thing.
Dream Scenario. That's what it was. Dream Scenario.
Drew Lock Scenario.
Yeah. It's so funny. All right, what was the?
You hit the entertainment level, and you guys always remember to have fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Not only with fantasy sports, but just with sports in general. So this is really just a shout out to you guys. Thanks for what you guys do. Keep it up.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
What's it? Like world star in the background, like of a fight. It sounded like there's a fight that was happening.
It sounded like there was an ambulance going to a park, is what it sounded like.
Yeah, right, you there. Definitely are in a park of some sort, but it sounds like there's a fight happening and the ambulance is coming to, or cops are coming to arrest or something like that. So.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
That would be scary. I have 400 other animals. I have everything but a cat at this house. But, you know, I don't have to tell you. Go see a scary movie. Go see a Terrifier. Go watch it. Will you watch The Terrifier, the first one? You can just watch
it. No, I won't.
That's super gross. Yeah. And super low budget. Oh, there's some stuff you like in it, though.
Honk, honk. No. You know that type of thing? I have the internet. I'm all right.
You don't need it. See. All right. Let's finish this off. We have got a voicemail. That's right. Our great friend Jack Boyce, the talented Matt. This is like the other Jack Nick Cage movie, the massive talent, the struggle of massive talent dealing with the guy from Last of Us. What are these people's names? What's that? Pedro Pascal. God, I love him.
He's a good actor.
I'd like to be best friends with him.
Oh yeah,
I would trade you in for him. Not a lot of other what people would trade you in. I'm sorry. I wouldn't trade you in for most. I would for Pedro Pascal. Something about him.
I wouldn't trade you in for Pedro Pascal.
Really?
No.
He might annoy you though.
I don't. Everyone annoys me, so I would trade you in for Lexi Bell.
Yeah. You know what? Accepted. Trade accepted.
Let's get it done.
Let's get it done. All right. Let's end this long show. It is Jack Boyce with Josh Allen's frown. Okay, I'm in. Let's go.
And we're staring at Josh Allen's frown. Cause he's not throwing enough touchdowns. Out in Buffalo, it's like a crime. Watching Bills lose, we're not used to that line. And we're staring at Josh Allen's frown. But McDermott keeps his rookies down. They just can't continue on this way. And we're staring at Josh Allen's frown.
Jack, bringing it. Jack Boyce.
Smelling salts to keep him awake.
Who is the real version of that? Do you know? You don't know.
Why do you ask me music questions?
Because sometimes you'll pull something out of your ass like, how in God's name did you know that? And you'll be like, oh yeah, it's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, because you have this weird memory. It's for your thing. So it's like movie lines. You know, or like some book thing. You're not, but if you were to music, you would be one of those people. Where I'd play like 3 seconds. You could do those shows where it'd be like 3 seconds and you would get it instantly. I can't remember anything anymore.
I do remember they played we were listening to the radio playing Madden, and I'm talking, this was 20 years ago, right? And like the first two notes of some song played, and I'm like, oh, it's this song. And you're like, how the hell did you know that?
Yeah. And you have a weird brain like that.
I think some of those things are repetitive, though. I hear them a bunch and I'll know immediately what it is. But I like that song. We needed a line about smelling salts and his concussion in there somewhere. I mean, how did they let that guy play again? He was clearly knocked unconscious, right? Did you see that?
Yeah.
That's why he had 9 completions, because he was seeing 4 of everybody. So, I mean, just terrible decision making by the NFL there.
See Josh Allen's frown, because Josh Allen is on the ground. Poor Josh Allen. Jack Boyce, always a rock star. Make sure you go and follow him. Jack. Someone requested last week, I think, in one of the live streams for him to do a Kanye. And I'm like, I don't know how Jack would do that. I'm like,
well, don't challenge him. He'll find a way.
I mean, it might be down the road here, but we'll find it. But make sure to follow him. Make sure to follow Bogman at Bogman Sports. Me at Is It The Welsh. Make sure to go check out our boy Fitzy as well. We appreciate Fitzy coming on the episode this week. All the regular stuff as you know it, though. I have Sunday completely off. I have no night show. I have no morning show. It's my first Sunday off completely, I think, in the NFL season so far. So I'm looking forward to that. You will be back on the Sunday night stream. You got last Sunday.
That game will be after the Steelers game. That show will be after the Steelers game. So the Steelers has to end completely for that show to
start. Well, you and Seth's a Steeler fan too. Yep. So you got 2 Steeler fans that are doing that. But you guys know where to find all the stuff and the things on the Twitters to make sure to follow and go to inthisleague.com. Support the boys. Support the cat. Support the quill that I'm going to go have. And that is it. We love you guys. Good luck in week 6, because a 30-year season is gone. For Bogman, it's the Welsh. We'll talk to you next time, my friends.
See ya.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.